Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
On the outside corner, a called third strike. Tsutsugo thought it was outside, but Kennedy, with the fine placement of the fastball, rings up the pinch hitter Tsutsugo for the final out of the ballgame, and the Rangers win it tonight, 6-4 in 10. They take the series from Tampa Bay, and with this victory, improve to 6-7 on the season.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I'll tell you this. The evidence is building that the Chris Woodward Show is the key to having a good season. Take a look at the facts.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
Is it you take them both or you take it all?
I don't know. I thought I sang it right.
You know, you might be right. Fantex, is it both or all on the Facts of Life theme song? These are the questions we're asking today, 877-881-1053. Take a look. The Rangers have won 6 games this year. 5 of them are in direct approximation with the Chris Woodward Show. The only time the Rangers have won consecutive games this year is via the Chris Woodward Show. It started a week ago Tuesday. They're getting excited for the Chris Woodward Show every Wednesday at 12:20. So they win on Tuesday. And then what happens? They're inspired by his appearance. They win again on Wednesday. This week, in anticipation of the Chris Woodward Show, they win on Tuesday night. They are inspired by his appearance on Wednesday. They win again. And then last night, they win again. 5 of their 6 wins this season are all surrounded by the Chris Woodward Show.
And we just took 3 of 4 from the American League champs, which means we're going to be the American League champs.
I like the way that you're thinking. And don't forget, it didn't appear as though Chris Woodward had a Twitter account. I will need to research that further, but I didn't see one. But he said, I'll come on every damn day if it means we're going to win every day. Well, it's looking like that might be the way to go. The Rangers are 4-3 on the road this season. Last year, they were 6-24 on the road.
Yeah, I know that, Kevin, because last year, because of coronavirus,
because of you,
they were like, hey, we are not going to have like mix up of our hosts. So I worked with David Murphy all the road games. And one of the road games, we couldn't go because there was coronavirus the night before at the stadium. So they took all the people off the game for a night to make sure everybody was, you know, not feeling bad or going to feel bad or go get tested. And because of contact tracing, and the Rangers won that night. That meant last year for the Rangers pre- and post-game show, it used to be Fox Sports Southwest, now Bally Sports Southwest, I did 29 Ranger games. The record, 5-24 in the games that I did pre- and post-game show.
Oh, no.
This year, 1-0.
Yeah.
And I do tonight and tomorrow night. So they're back home against the Baltimore Orioles. So hopefully, I keep the winning streak going and I don't bring the bad mojo that I brought last year.
Well, a couple things. This should brighten your day, Mike. The people have spoken and thus far it's unanimous. It's both. And Bassick, you were right. It's not all. It is both. So you're already on fire today. The Rangers have now won 3 consecutive road games for the first time since September of 2019. When they won 4 consecutive road games against Baltimore. So obviously with the subpar road record last year, they had not won 3 straight road games since 2019. And we can put up the Rangers, because I thought Rangers at 3-7 was probably much more accurate description of this team than the Rangers at 6-7. But I'm curious, Tolos, who is your most surprising baseball team thus far? Could be good reason,
wow.
Could be bad reason. For me, if I could throw this out, Bassett, I think my most surprising team so far is the Atlanta Braves, because they're at 5-8, and I get it. It's only 2 weeks, and a lot can change. But, like, you look at the Dodgers. The Dodgers are already mercilessly smashing people into the ground, where the Braves are sitting at 5-8 when I would have thought that, like, once again, they would have been the favorite to win this division. So I have to admit, I'm pretty surprised at how lackluster the Braves have been thus far.
Okay, I'm with you there. It's surprising because they have such a great young team. That being said, I always go back to 2019 because I predicted Seattle would lose 100 games, and they started off the season 14-2. And they ended up losing 90 games. Off to such a great start, I don't believe they got to 100 losses.
So it can flip quickly.
So everything can change. So just because, you know, whatever your team is right now that you're following, whether they're off to a slow start like Colorado 3-10, they're probably still going to be really bad. But if your team is, let's say, right now the San Francisco Giants, they're 8-4. Just looking at the standings, I would say that's the most – well, you know what? Boston was predicted to be a bottom feeder too. So Boston at 9-4 and San Francisco at 8-4 is both surprising to me because I feel like those are both under 500 teams easily.
So I want to focus on Boston for just 1 second, not the musical group. By the way, some people are saying the Rangers because they thought they would lose 100 games. Currently, they're on pace to go 75-87, which I think we would all find to be a respectable way to end the season. But take a look at Boston. They got swept in their opening series by Baltimore for the first time in, I don't know, like 80,000 years. And then they lost last night. But in between, they won 9 consecutive games, and they were the hottest team in baseball. So at 9-4, I could definitely see Boston. Other teams people are bringing up from the 817, Washington from the 469, the Cubs. I want to know.
Washington's 3-7.
And I want to know more about the Cubs.
Cubs, to me, are right.
I thought they were going to be mediocre.
Yeah, and they're going to try to sell off their pieces. They're not re-signing Chris Bryant. He will not be a Cub at the end of the year. There's rumors that they're going to possibly try to trade Javier Baez, maybe even Rizzo if they get the right deal for him. Contreras, their catcher, is another strong possibility of trading. So I felt like Chicago coming into the year is going to sell off pieces. So them being 2 games under – 12 games into the season, I feel like they're going to be an under 500 team at the end of this year.
From the 817, the Reds are off to a solid start, and I didn't necessarily expect that. They're sitting at 7-5. And this is an interesting question for folks going to the game tonight.
Me.
Yes, you. So, Mike, you can help. From the 214, hey, Mike, going to the game tonight, we're taking 6 kids. Will be in section 140 should they bring their baseball gloves. Because we have to reconfigure the way our minds work. It used to be like, oh, am I sitting out in section 13? Maybe I need to bring the glove tonight. Now we're going to have to reconfigure. So for people who have already been out to the ballpark, have you had an opportunity at a foul ball or at a home run? And if so, what section were you sitting in?
Usually the 100s, yes. The 200s, no. So the 100s, you're actually in a really good section. If you've never been to the stadium, which I'm assuming these people haven't because they're wondering, are they in foul ball area, is you are going to feel closer to the game at this stadium than you felt like at the other stadium. So it's really a feeling of, wow, I'm close to the stadium. You could still be high up. If you're in the 200 sections, you're high up, just like you were before. But you're going to be way closer to the field than you're pushed far back and you're far up. So the 100 sections are a really nice section. In fact, I think some of the best seats are in that 100 section on the, like, first row or second row. Because you're in that second level, but it's not like – I go back to the older stadium. The Lexus level was the second level, which was a very nice level. That was, you know, very, not a lot of seats right there. You know what? It was like 8 rows.
Yeah.
And then you'd go up to the third level above all the suites. those the seats in the 100 level now are closer, are lower, and I just think those are really good seats to see all of the action. I'm not saying the lowest level where it's the most expensive. Those are great seats too, but very affordable to sit in the 100 sections and have a good view of the game.
Now, this is going to spawn into somewhat of a different conversation here from the 817. They should bring their glove for the 682. Section 24 has nets all the way down.
That's close. The tough part. In fact, 100s is probably better because the lower levels, the nets protect
exactly.
You.
And they said in the 100s, bring a glove. At what point do you think people, like, age-wise, stop bringing a glove? Is it ever? Because I used to be of the opinion, like, growing up, it didn't matter where you were sitting. Like, you brought your glove. Even if you were, like, you go back to the old Arlington Stadium, the all-blue ballpark, which I'm still convinced was 100% metal seating, is even if you were sitting in the very back row of the outfield, I would 100% bring my glove as a kid because I was like, you never know what could happen. Would, like, Parrish smash one all the way back there? I don't know.
That is, you know, it's interesting you say that. That's awesome because I guess I just don't think about that. I didn't take a glove as a kid.
Ever?
I think I might have once or twice, but my dad didn't want me taking my glove because he didn't want me, like, forgetting it or leaving it. And the same thing with my kids. I'm like, no, because we might move around or this or that, and I don't want to accidentally forget to tell you, and I don't want you to accidentally forget to leave your glove, because those are not cheap things. Those are, you know, if a decent glove, it's somewhere between $100 and $350. So I don't want to lose a $200 or get stolen a $300 glove. That being said, I do think it's really cool that going to a baseball game, you bring a glove because, you know, basketball is my favorite sport to see in person. And you, it's not like you're like, I got to be ready to catch the basketball if it goes out of bounds. it's not like you get to keep it if you do, you know. And
I always thought I would run off and leave the game. Like, if a football went into the stands, I would just keep it and run away and, like, just go home and be like, I'm missing the rest of the game, but I just got this football or basketball.
Yeah, so that's a cool part of it. Should we bring our gloves? I guess I just don't think about that. But, yeah, man, bring your glove. Don't leave it. Don't lose it. I wonder how many people accidentally forget their glove. And if you have one, you know, a taco glove, I'm not talking about Taco Charlton, where it's like you just sit on it and it's a pancake flat glove.
Wow.
You know, it doesn't matter if you leave it.
So early.
It's not good. That's fine. But, like, if you have a decent glove, have you ever accidentally left it at the stadium? And, like, does it go to Lost and Found? Do people just pick it up and go, like, well, somebody left their glove. I'm taking it home now.
I've seen people pick up used cups, so I'm pretty sure they're taking your glove if they see it.
My dad would do that at Reunion Arena. We had, I mean, after
everybody's done it, Mike.
But my dad is like, after the Maverick game was over back at Reunion Arena, you know, and it'd take a while to walk up the stairs to get out. And, you know, it wasn't as spacious as newer arenas are to just leave. So we would spend 15 minutes and he would pick up all the plastic cups. And then we'd go home with 20 plastic cups. And then he does the same when we're playing golf at some point. I'm like, damn it, Dad, get out of the creek. Let's just play golf and not search for golf balls.
Oh, man, he does that, Mike. He spends 4 hours looking for balls.
Is your dad a hoarder?
A four-hour round turns into 6 hours. I hate playing with people like that.
His garage is packed with crap that he's never going to use. I'm always like, man, this is going to be a huge garage sale once you guys aren't with us anymore.
Gosh, what a dark turn that story took.
Well, that's what I tell him. I'm like, sell it now, because guess what? I'm going to sell it. Or throw it in the trash.
From the 214, I'm 40 and have taken my glove to every Rangers game. From the 682, my son is 13 and we make him take his glove. He's almost too cool for it now. From the 720, they said they're an Orioles fan going to the game tomorrow, sitting on section 106, row 2. Super stoked to hear Mike say those are good seats. And then this is interesting from the 940, it's glove versus alcohol. So some people are like, I can't really take my glove because I need my hands to be drinking.
We have to end this, but the Dodgers hit a home run the other day. I think it was Turner, the third baseman, and it splashed right in the guy's nacho cheese.
Oh.
So the nacho cheese just goes all over his hoodie. But he has the ball covered in cheese. And then his buddy thought it was funny because they were still on camera, and he took one of the nacho chips and took the cheese off of his hoodie and then ate the chip.
Whoa. Would you be more upset that your hoodie was ruined or your nachos?
Probably nachos, because those cost like $12 at a game.
Wow. So you think his hoodie is super cheap?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.